We've got audio. Goody, goody gumdrop. Goody, goody gumdrops. You wouldn't believe what happened yesterday. No fucking power. We got some screwy fucking thing happened between the computers and the board and the TriCaster and the this and the that. And it all just, when all this shit, finally, when we figured it out, it was, there's no audio. We have no audio. Something got fucking reset. Some goddamn default. Doesn't matter. When you buy it, they have the factory setting. They have a default setting. And some equipment, it always goes back to the default setting. If you ever change anything, if you ever, for whatever reason, if you move it away from what you usually use or what the factory recommended, then it's okay. You can, well, it's entirely flexible. You can do anything you want. But if you change it, you know, your ass is really in trouble because now it's going to go back to the default. And then we got to go back to the book and look at where, oh, this is the fucking default. Well, what is the thing that we wanted to do? A lot of shit. So, bottom line, I was fucked last night, and we couldn't get the show on the air. And again, we had these rolling blackouts that were happening, so the equipment was offline, off and on all night. And, you know, I said to Alex this morning, we were talking, I said, I want to tell you something. If this is that motherfucking Enron, he said, those guys are in jail. So, or at least, you know, that's been broken. But I started flashing back on Enron and what happened in California around the late 90s, and, you know, when Enron was, when we were purchasing our power here in California from these brokers, and they were just jacking the fucking price, and when the price was not met, when we didn't want to pay their price, when the state of California was not going to play their game, then they just decided to, shut the grid off. It was outrageous. All of this shit proven. And, guys went to jail. It was during a period of time, you know, when not just technologies were new, but also the delivery systems were brand spanking new. And the way we got things to people and the ease with which we were able to get things to people. Computers, you know, making all of that possible. So it was pretty nutty. All right. So tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, so I'm very happy to be with you guys. That's number one. And last time I was with you was yesterday. Today was Wednesday, so I'm doing the show a day ahead. Didn't have a Wednesday show. We did have a Tuesday show. And we had a Monday show. Yes, Monday, Tuesday. Didn't have a show yesterday. Okay, we got a show here on Thursday. I just, like I said, my apologies. So we're going to have Pete Bone on the show today. I think it's time, man. It's time to get Pete Bone up and ready. I want to make sure I get my V-rolls. So there's a sit-in happening, and you guys saw it, and it's actually, I think it's pretty interesting. It's, you know, these are interesting times, as the man said, and this is the House of Representatives, the Democrats, trying to force a vote on weapons, you know, on AR-15s, and there's nothing guaranteeing that they're going to win the vote. But they want to force the vote because they want people to go on the record. I think that obviously that's what it is. Let me see where this guy, here's this kid, Andy Dean, who's a Trump supporter. I'll find out where he's going to be talked to here.
Right. Don, I think you make a good point there. And as some of your colleagues were pointing out, that if no deal is had here, and that would be sad if there's no deal, I think that'll affect the down ballot races, the House races, which might swing in a tight district to a Democrat because of all of this. But I don't think in the presidential election this hurts Trump at all. If anything, it helps his case in the sense that this is political dysfunction as usual. Washington's a mess, and Trump's argument is that he's a businessman and a deal maker, and he can get these people in a room and figure things out.
Oh, sure.
If Donald tomorrow, very important that he gets out in front of this and says, hey, I'm with the 90% of Americans who believe no fly should be no buy. These politicians are idiots. They need to come together, and that's what I, Donald Trump, can do.
Would he support voting on this bill?
Well, I think Donald Trump would support what's obvious, Don, which is what any person who's watching this now, and people at home are just shaking their heads, and they're thinking, okay, if you're on a no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun, but at the same time, there should be somewhat of a due process system where if you're mistakenly on the list, then you can be taken off it. And as I pointed out, we're talking about less than 1,000 Americans on the no-fly list. Let's say 10% want to buy a gun. The FBI, you could put two or three people on this. You pay them $80,000 a year each. I'll write the check for that. This is not a big deal. You know, this could be solved by three FBI agents dealing with 100 people, flying to two or three of them a week that are trying to buy a gun. Logistically, this is not a big deal. So I think we all agree on two things tonight. And those two things are, there needs to be a deal here because it's simple. No fly, no buy, and due process. And second, watching Nancy Pelosi sing 10 minutes ago is not something that anybody enjoys.
Speaking of yourself, I kind of like
Andy,
it. I mean,
so
I like
it's Gloria. Can I just ask you then, what does Donald Trump do with the NRA? Who support he has, and who is not with him on this particular issue in the way that he is for this issue. So what does Donald Trump say to the NRA, and how can he broker a deal that the NRA doesn't want?
Right. So, Gloria, great question. And we get this as a general election now. So Donald doesn't really have to win over the NRA. He's already gotten their endorsement. There's 33% of the country that's going to vote for Donald. These are conservative people. There's 33% of people who are very, very liberal.
Are these motherfuckers kidding?
For Hillary. It's this middle third and 5 to 7 important swing states that matter. And these independent voters, it's very clear, are very much in favor of this bill. And if that goes against the NRA, Donald doesn't have to stick it in the face of the NRA. He can do it as a gentleman, and he can, you know, talk to the NRA.
Uh-huh.
There's a way to go about it.
And cut a deal?
That, you know, the NRA are human beings, and I know that everybody paints them as these lunatics, but they really these are very, very good people who care about the Second Amendment. And I think if Donald can nudge them and be very charming.
And Donald's going to make the deal.
I've seen him be extremely charming.
Sure. Anybody seen him charming yet?
Into Trump Tower, call Paul Ryan into Trump Tower, and a couple senators who are calm moderates, and just work this out.
Trump Tower, if he's president, it's got to be the White House.
Or at least has that messaging. You know, he doesn't have to solve the problem. He just needs the messaging. I think that you don't have to stick it to the NRA. You can just say, hey, I disagree.
And he did.
This guy, Dean, I can't believe there are...
Resolution provided for consideration of the bill, H.R. 4768, to amend Title V, United States Code, with respect to the judicial review of agency interpretations of statutory and regulatory provisions, providing for proceedings during the period from June 23, 2016, to July 4, 2016, and providing for consideration of motions to suspend the rules. Report to accompany House Resolution 797, resolution providing for consideration of the conference report to accompany the bill, H.R. 2577, making appropriations for the Departments of Transportation and Housing and Urban Development and related agencies for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2016 and for other purposes, providing for proceedings during the period from June 23, 2016 through July 4, 2016, and providing for consideration of motions to suspend the rules.
Refer to the House calendar. Order printed. For what purpose does the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Sessions, seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I have a motion at the desk.
Clerk will report the motion.
So, Dan, explain to us what's going on.
The House Republicans, who, again, are in the majority and control... technically control with the House of Representatives, they're trying to move on with some business and have some votes, not on guns, but on what's next on their agenda. And the Democrats are continuing to protest.
By the way, it is the top of the hour here on the East Coast, 1 a.m. You're watching our special live coverage here on CNN. This is CNN Tonight. Looking at the House floor, Democrats are holding an extraordinary
sit-in tonight. We can watch this shit all night, but I'm not about to do that. Like this fucking Andy Dean. Donald Trump's going to sit him down in a fucking room. Are people that goddamn stupid? Look, Donald Trump is despised. By the people that don't like Donald Trump, he's despised. That's just it. Donald Trump is now going to turn off the snarling, demeanor that he's had, and he's going to become Mr. Dealmaker. Now, where was that guy during, where has he been during the election? Where is Mr. Dealmaker during the election? Where is Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collected? Where is Mr. Let me tell you how this works. All this guy knows how to do is rip into opponents without any fucking description of any policy or ideas that he has of his own. I understand he's broad-brushed some shit, But I'm sorry, I don't trust the motherfucker, okay? I want to see stuff. I want to see a program, all right? And I talked to some people today on Twitter who are Trump fans, and I got the same shit. And I'm beginning to realize that people that support Trump are either stupid, and I mean this, they are either fucking stupid, or they're just trolls who have deep emotional issues. I mean it. Because these motherfuckers, one of them, I particularly singled out because I said, you're gay? How could you support a guy who has gone back to New York City to talk to these bigots? Guy wouldn't, he would not address the question. He talked about Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. I said, I'm just asking you a question. I asked you a question. Why do you support a bigot, a guy who's opposed to gay marriage, who's now breaking bread with ministers that are opposed to gay marriage? He wanted to talk about Hillary. That proves to me that that's a guy who has no real gay rights agenda. I question whether the guy was gay or not. I was told I was a homophobe, but it didn't make any sense to me. I think the people that support Trump are people that want America to return to its white, sort of, its white conservative, right of center, you know, cloth coat, Main Street kind of Republican ways. And it's not anything that makes any sense, and they don't really know what it means. They just know that Donald Trump's a guy that says he's going to do that. Boy, are they in for a fucking, oh man, it's going to be ugly when the truth hits home. And, the truth will hit home. You know, that, we're not that country anymore. We're just not that country anymore. Now, you have a guy here, this, you know, Andy Dean says, Donald Trump will make a deal. He's a great deal. You know, I've been hearing about this motherfucker making deals now for the last year, and I ain't seen him do shit in terms of this campaign to mollify, to bring anybody together, bring any parties. All I've seen that guy be is a complete shit disturber. Now, the people that support him say this, yeah, but wait till you see him work. When this election's done, you watch. Where's your fucking evidence of that motherfucker other than what he has told you he did? Great deal maker. Where? Fucking guy has bankrupted 6 companies. All right, yeah, sure, I understand. It happens. Okay, it was a bad investment. It was, you know, Atlantic City, which, by the way, I suppose I shouldn't ask this question, but if he's such a fucking smart businessman, what's he doing investing in Atlantic City in the first place? And if he was such a smart businessman, what was he doing investing in the United States Football League in the first place? Small potatoes. All he did was go in, this deal maker, and destroy an operation there. As far as Atlantic City is concerned, all he did was go in there and run 3 or 4 properties into the fucking ground. He sure as shit didn't work his magic, you know, who, to whatever extent he was in control of the success or failure of those operations, that motherfucker sure as hell, nobody heard from him. When all was said and done, he was left a figurehead of bankrupt companies. He had to sell a jet for $900 million to an Arab friend of his. This guy Trump, that has no end of negative things to say about these societies. And his good buddy, who actually tweeted this, said, I'm the guy you sold the fucking jet to. You're talking about Arabs being this and Muslims being that. Remember when you sold that to me? Remember when you wanted me to buy your $900 million goddamn, not jet, but it was a yacht? I bought it for you. I got you out from underneath that fucking thing. You're welcome. All right, here we go, folks. Pete Bone is going to be on here, and Pete is going to be talking about a couple of things here tonight. And it'll be good. It'll be real good. It's really an amazing thing. Really an amazing thing. All right, here we go. What are we going to do here now, man? Graffiti artist banned from 20% of U.S. after Reddit users' investigation. How the Marines' new physical standards for combat jobs weed out men and women. Who knows what this is? It was just a goddamned of a motherfucker of a day. Just a motherfucker of a day, you know. You wonder, are we going to have a country, you know, in 10 years? I mean, have we finally done it? Have we finally just, you know, been so motherfucking stupid that we've just allowed things to slip so far that we're going to turn it over to demagogues and strongmen and big daddies who promise it all, and we can just sort of, you know. I talked to one of these people today on Facebook. Mr. Trump will lay out the program. It was almost as if I wasn't really talking to a real person. It was as if I was talking to a fucking cartoon character. These Trump people that you meet online are so robotic and truly so fucking robotic and by the book that you don't believe they're real. You think they're either bots or they're just like really emotionally disturbed, you know, just trolls, you know, they're sort of Asperger type people who just like to go in and stir the shit. I mean, I'm telling you, that's my feeling. 11 million Americans spend half their rent, half their paycheck on rent. What do you think of that? And that was my feeling, man. I mean, I was dumbfounded by this shit. I said, I'm not talking to real people because their stupidity, for instance, why, if you're gay, would you support a candidate who is a bigot, I mean, or at least is opposed to gay marriage and has gone to New York to break bread with these bigoted evangelicals? You know, what? This is what I got, because the guy himself, this Scott whatever the fuck, who I think is a phony, he wasn't talking. There was two chicks saying, you know, Scott is not Mr. Trump, and Mr. Trump is not Scott. Mr. Trump will lay out the policy, you know. Okay, so Scott's not Mr. Trump, so it's okay if Mr. Trump is breaking bread with the bigots. Scott's gay. Scott, I'm going to assume, wants civil rights as a gay man. Trump's opposed to a lot of those. So the only thing I'm left with is this really dangerous, childlike trust that Mr. Trump will work everything out. Now, where in the fuck are these people from? When I was a kid growing up, one of the first things that I learned as a young person in America, at the feet of my father, from my teachers, everyone, is that Americans have always been on guard against tyrants, against police states, against people who will manipulate and use us. Yeah, I know we've had some fucking leaders that scare us, but we're always there. We're always, as Americans, we've always been vigilant. You know, we've always been ready to jump if anybody fucks with us. Now, for the first time in my life, I'm looking at a guy running for president that everybody just sort of follows without any critical fucking eye at all. None. Whatever he just says. And anybody that would attack him, like they're like those fucking, I don't know what, man. It's like something out of a Twilight Zone, really. They're like Scientologists. Trump people are Scientology-like. I'm telling you, that's his thing. It's right out of that Scientology book. Attack, attack, attack. Think about it. Attack, attack, attack. What am I doing here, man? Where's the goddamn fucking thing that I'm trying to print? Is this it? Jimmy John's? No, this is what is this fucking Jimmy John's shit? Jimmy John's agrees not to enforce non-compete agreement. Let me look and see what that is. I have no motherfucking idea what that is. Can't seem to... It really is a Scientology-style allegiance. Dumb as shit and angry and, you know... Come on, bitch! You're really tired of working on this fucking slow-ass computer, man. I'm telling you. Really hacking me off. So, you know, you've got a absolute Scientology-style mindset that has nothing to do with talking about issues. It's all about personalities. It's all about making fun of someone's looks, making fun of someone's the way they talk, making, you know, attack people for every perceived problem. And Trump surrounds himself with as many people as he can. You got to have money. You got to have money because you got to be able to sue. And that's what Donald Trump has done. He sues. He sues everybody that's mean to him. He sues people that are cranky. He sues people that hurt his feelings. He sues people that don't hurt his feelings. He sues, sues, sues. Now, who else does that? Take a look at Scientology. They sue, sue, sue. And they bully bait, or bull bait, as they call it. You got a problem with me? I got a problem with you. You know, they make it a wearying experience dealing with them. So all you can do is vote them up or vote them down. Just either, all you can really do is either get out the bug spray and just exterminate the whole goddamn lot of them and throw them out with the morning trash, or live with it, deal with it somehow. What happens with despots is that sooner or later the unbridled anger of the people being governed or the people being affected, it's no longer, you can't contain it. And so And all the lawsuits and all of the, you know, bull baiting in the world are going to help them. They are violently dealt with, pushed out. They die. In the case of L. Ron Hubbard, he did, you know, but it got worse. After L. Ron Hubbard, it got fucking a million times worse with Miscavige. And now, do I see more goddamn motherfucking Scientology ads on TV? God damn it. Give it a fucking rate. Either that, or take a fucking clue from some of the things that people have been saying and clean your goddamn fucking act up. You know. I mean, come on, man. I'm the first guy to say that Scientology is a choice. And the people who got involved in that shit. All right, let me look. Okay. Now you got incredible problems with this guy Trump, who is his personality is damaged. He's a narcissist to the point of illogic. He's not interested in truth. He's interested in being right. These are maddening. These are people that are crazy-making people. They create rage. They don't create solution. They create rage. I'm stunned listening to that Dean kid. I don't know what his fucking problem is. But there's a certain kind of person that loves to serve people like that. But there's a guy who says that Mr. Trump's going to make a deal. And I heard the same thing with that other, anybody that's a surrogate. Mr. Trump will make a deal. When are we going to start seeing this deal-making ability of his? And don't give me this shit about how, take a look at his business record, okay? I've looked at the motherfucker's business record. It's checkered at best, okay? Checkered at best. Now, they would turn around and call me stupid. Are you stupid? Yeah, I'm stupid. Go ahead. Show me where it's, you know. Show me the business record. Show me the brilliance of this guy. The guy borrowed $1 million from daddy, and then he also had a stake in, his father gave him a stake in the managing of the properties that the family owned in New York. I don't know if he had an actual financial stake. I think he did. Financial stake in those properties. It wasn't just $1 million. And $1 million, folks, I don't know where you people are from or what you do or, you know. I borrowed $500 from my father one time to make a rent check. That's the most I ever borrowed from my dad. Now, my father was not a man who had $1 million laying around. But let's just say for shits and giggles that $1 million is enough to get you set up in business. In Donald Trump's world, no question. Well, no doubt that there's a figure that would get me set up in business. Maybe not $1 million, but maybe my dad had 1,000 or 20,000 or 10,000. It's not beyond the one's imagination to you know, surmise that somebody's father would lend him 10 grand, 15, 20 grand. Sure. That's not out of the question. Well, I didn't get anything like that. I'm not saying that my dad's a terrible guy. I just didn't get anything like that. I didn't get that. All right. Donald Trump got that. Good for him. He also got a nice big piece of successful business. Okay. And in the 40-some-odd years that Donald Trump has been doing his thing, 40-plus years, he's built that to that we can verify, that we can verify. And this is just his own filing, his Federal Election Commission filing, which is still not a absolute, you know, nailed to the floor statement of assets. $1.45 to $2 billion. Forbes says it's around $4.5 billion. All right. Now, that's pretty good. But excuse me if I, for a moment, just, you know, tell you, the guy that runs the Washington Post, he's worth $63 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, $51 billion. So, Donald, you ain't what I call, if we're talking about billions and we're talking about successful, I think Donald Trump has gone as far as he can go in the business world, about $5 billion worth. Okay, it's good. I'm not complaining. But this guy's not a fucking home run hitter in the world of billionaires. There's plenty of guys way wealthier than him. Could buy and sell his fucking ass many times over. All right? Donald Trump's gone as far as he can in the world of business. Now he wants to be president of the United States because he's not big enough. He needs to be president. And that way no one will ever laugh at him again, and no one will ever say that he's just the apprentice and he's just a WrestleMania sponsor. He's Donald Trump, you know, because he's not going to get much better than $5 billion. Donald Trump is, that's it. And, you know, if you really looked at him one day and, you know, we were just all sitting around having drinks, I said, Donald, how does it make you feel, man, that Jeff Bezos, whatever that fucking guy's name is from the Post, or Mark Zuckerberg could walk in here and buy and sell your fucking ass many times over. How does it make you feel? He'd obviously throw, he'd throw me out of the house. He'd get so fucking angry. How does it make you feel, man? Melania, that guy could probably walk in here and buy your fucking wife off of you, man. Give her a life. You think you're giving her a good life? Those guys could build her a fucking palace in any country in the world. Cash. Fucking cash. You can't. Donald Trump's leveraged to the fucking wall. Don't even worry about that. How much do you think that guy is liquid? Do you know what that means? It means cash on hand, baby. How much cash? I got news for you. If you know anything about business, you will not disagree with this. Donald Trump doesn't have hardly any fucking money on hand. He has assets. That's his world, assets. What's that mean? It means he has a building here and he has a thing there, and you can't readily turn that into money. And then he also has what he calls his brand, which he seems to think is around $5 billion worth. Yeah, really? Well, if I were you, Donald, I'd take that brand and I'd turn that into liquid money right fucking now, man, because it looks like you're going to need it for your campaign, and it would probably help in the overall convince people you are who you say you are. Because if all you are is just a lot of fucking hot air and a lot of big buildings, yeah, and, you know, $1.5 billion to $4 billion, you're $1.5 billion to $4 billion. You're not anywhere near $10 billion. That's for goddamn sure. And when we get into the world of guys you hate, and he hates that guy from the Washington Post, hates his guts, that motherfucker could buy and sell you. He could buy your wife off of you. I know it sounds terrible. I don't mean to be a sexist pig, but hey, she'd willingly go with him for his $63 billion as opposed to your shit can $5 billion and your shit can house in fucking Florida. This dude's going to build her a palace in where? The Mediterranean. You got one jet? This motherfucker's got 4, 5, 6, 7. How many homes do you have, man, that you're paid for, that you own outright? How many homes do you think Donald Trump has that are paid for outright? I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to get into our show. This is going to be Pete Bone. This is going to be good, man. I'm going to turn this goddamn thing off. All right, Ben. Okay, there's another really good sound effect that I had here. Sound effects. Here we go. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now, the first thing we do, take a look at commercials. What do we got? Mid-roll. All right. Chilling Tales promo. All right, we're good. All right, I got to turn this off. Turn this off here.